Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
I'm going to show you two scriptures quickly. If you are in Joel 2, shout a big amen. Joel 2:1. Can we read this together? 1, 2, 3, go. Now, let's stop there. What is this? To blow the what? Trumpet. 1 Corinthians 14:8. 1 Corinthians 14:8. I forgot to be leading me in this direction. There are people he wants to seal tonight. He wants to seal certain individuals and stamp them. Let's read this together. 1, 2, 3, go. If the trumpet makes an uncertain sound, who shall prepare? So when he says, blow the trumpet in Zion, it means there's a certain sound. And please listen. Because I'm about to dig out a few archives for you. Please listen. And let the noise, the chairs, the clamping, let everything stop. If you study church history, look at the move of God, you will discover that the encounters that brought many ministers out, particularly in the same generation, happen around the same season. If you come to Nigeria, you'll discover that while we're having the Aladra movement, Apostle Babalola, the Ore Koyas, and the likes, some things were also happening in Europe. The only difference was that their own revival was more documented or was better documented. So it was preserved. If you come to the fathers in the body of Christ now, Pastor Hia Deboye, Pastor W.F. Kumui, you will discover that they emerged around the same season. It is the trumpet sound that goes on first, and it happens in the secret place. The sound of the trumpet comes to Zion. It doesn't go to the market. What we have now, the church growth movement, began through an encounter with Egin and Archbishop Benson Idahosa. Another generation arose the same time. Bishop Oyedepo. In fact, Bishop Oyedepo, Bishop Wale Oke, most of those generations, they started ministry around the same time. Not because they were watching each other, but because the trumpets, sometimes the announcements to wake men up for a generation comes in the same season. How do I explain this? Please listen. If you draw, I will be able to teach you beyond. So here's what happens. Please help me balance this sound. When God wants to begin a walk in a generation, it is the trumpet sound that goes first. Where's that lady that gave me that mantle in the afternoon? You have another one? Ah, you are blessed. Bring it. Do we have, how many do we have? Let me have as many as possible. Ah, thank you. Do I have many Israelites here? Thank you. More? Do we have more? Bring them. Pay attention. Don't laugh it away. Pay attention. Let me have as many as possible quickly. Is there another one? None. Okay. Okay, bring them. Bring them. Thank you. Look up. Look up. Here's what God does. He's about to start a new work in a generation. It just goes to different places and just drop. Different places and just drop. And just drop. And moves on. But here is the expectation. Everyone that that invitation is extended to are supposed to have a common trait. It is that trait, the degree to which they yield to it, that will determine who will last. Amen. So how do you know that an invitation has been dropped? There will be a sudden burden for prayer. The way the announcement of God's divine ordination upon your life comes is that in that season you will just notice that there's a burden to wait more, and there will be a grace. There's a grace to fast more. There's a grace to pray more. There's a grace to tarry more. If you are bought that divine grace, you will have to dig your own water in the days of drought. Meanwhile, what you must discover is that all those who should be functionaries in your time have been marked. It is the ones that rise and responds to that pool that will come out. Are you following what I'm saying? And that's why you will notice, it's like on camp, it was why men were on campus around the same time. I meet my friends and they begin to share stories that a certain year something begins. I was in Ileife. And it was around that same time. And we've never met. And when you meet people like that, you feel that connection. Because we're born from the same bowels at the same time. And one of the things God is doing now is that He's sending many of those invitations to campuses. People just go for meetings. And as far as they are, let me just go and attend. But something drops. One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6. The same way a farmer will sow a seed, and after certain days, you expect for it to germinate. Once that thing comes, it will begin to crystallize. And if you look at the misbehavior that destroys a generation, the seed enters around the same time. It was around the time that Potiphar's wife wanted Joseph to sleep with her, that Reuben was sleeping with his father's wife. So the day they stood face to face with the blessing, and Jacob said, "Reuben, you are my firstborn, the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, but you will not excel. Because you went into your father's wife." What do you think Joseph will say? "Thank God I never did it." Many of you have been marked. And you are supposed to abort divine pregnancies. that burden to pray, to wait on God more, to listen to messages more, to fast more. If you don't cultivate it, you are about to enter into a season of dryness. And many people have bought it so much so their life begins to bear fruit. It never looked like there was a time God marked them. The way God sends invitation without announcement. Shh. Around. I'm praying for you tonight. May you rise with your own generation. Yeah. You didn't say that amen well enough. Yeah. You didn't say that amen well enough. Yeah. The worst tragedy in life. It's for you to know that you were created for something, but you are no longer useful for it. And the painful thing about that is that you will have to watch somebody else do it, and you will know the person. Because your replacement is always in your neighborhood. Huh? Your replacement is always in your... Huh? Huh? Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Where? Neighborhood. I pray for you in the name that is above all names. Whatsoever it is you will do that will make God change his mind will never happen. Be seated. God sent a message to Eli. He said, tell Eli. He said, I have said before that you and your father's house will be priests before me forever. He said, but now I've changed my mind. Far be it from me. I'm speaking concerning you. Not only will you be marked, you will be sealed. Yeah. You didn't say that amen again. Yeah. Not only will you be marked, you will be sealed. Yeah. Do you know what happens when a man is sealed? Everyone has locked up on him. You know, there are missiles that when they want to shoot at something, they lock. It locks. No matter where that thing goes, the missile will follow. It is the system of mercy that seals men. Ah. Jonah was not ready for ministry. He said he was go to Nineveh. He said he was going to Tarshish, but he was marked and sealed. There are people that others may go separate ways and leave God, but not them. May you become that kind of person. Yeah. That you will not successfully wander away from the path of destiny. Say that amen again loud and clear. Yeah. While we're on campus, part one, I volunteered to take some student mathematics. So a girl, a sister on campus, just became my friend from the tutorial. And she would always gist with me after the tutorial. And at some point, we began to walk each other home. She walked me home. Her route was also my route. And that went on for a while as just normal friends. And one time I was sick, my mother came around and saw the girl. And she asked me. She called me, say, man of God, who is she? Because she was washing plate and doing all those things. Say, just my friend. He said, man of God, be careful. She made the food she will make and left. My hostel mate came, they hurt. I had my plate of rice and beans and stew and one meat left. So she sat down. We sat down to eat. And we finished eating. So I said, you eat the meat. She said, no. That means I should eat the meat. She said, no, I can always buy meat anytime. You just eat it. You're a woman. Don't worry. She said, no, I should eat the meat. It was becoming an argument. So I ate the meat. So she now said, if you were a guy that have understanding, that wake up, you will know you should have used your mouth to put the meat in her mouth. So, the house I grew up, that's not how we're trained to eat. But I know, please listen. Because I'm going to make some dangerous declarations over you. And you will notice that you attended a meeting, you are no longer free to decide like many others. I noticed that the sister suddenly adjusted the way she sat down and she opened her laps. I was sitting on bunk. She was on the floor. Then she was looking at me in a very funny way. I grew up in the north. Sincerely, I didn't understand. Maybe I could have fallen, but I just didn't understand. Do you understand? I'm not saying that I was an angel. I did not understand. I was just blank. That, okay, what's happening? Is something happening to her? Is she having stomach discomfort? So, suddenly, the same sister started screaming that she can't look at me again. That, why is your eyes bringing fire? I did like this. Fire. I don't know what you're talking about. She started screaming. Right there and then. Part one. She began to confess how she slept with her pastor at home and destroyed the ministry. How she locked the pastor's wife's womb. How she has damaged her stepmother's health. Right there. She packed her shoes and ran out by herself. I didn't say what. I was confused. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the girl left. It was around Easter. So I went briefly for Easter break. When I came back, my hostel mates were laughing at me. That you see that fine girl, where they come find you. You know, go do what you're supposed to do. So I heard them gisting. How that when I traveled, the girl came and was leaving one of them in the hostel. And they were sleeping with each other. Something happened to that guy. He started drying up. Started drying. That's not the end of the story. The girl was still on campus. After a while, I became the Joint Christian Campus Fellowship president. So we're going out. We're planning for a major crusade. So we do some outreaches. So I share some of my team, brothers, so-and-so hostel, sister so-and-so hostel. Listen to what I'm sharing. So, I share sisters to sisters hostels and brothers to brothers hostels. But one of my core teammates insisted that he wants to evangelize that particular hostel. I knew that same girl was living. So I said, don't go there. He said, he sends a leading from God to evangelize. So when he came out, he met the girl. I saw the list of converts. I saw her name there. So I said, submit these names. Sister Ade will follow up on these people. So he said to me, what the Bible said is that we should bear fruit and the fruit should abide. That he wants to mature this fruit. Don't laugh. when you begin to share the story that leads to the fall of a soldier, it doesn't call for laughter. So he followed that girl up. After a while, this my Holy Ghost filled brother on fire. I stopped seeing him. So I went to his house around 2:10. He wasn't living far from me. So I knocked. Since he's a brother and was living. So he said, "Who is there?" I didn't talk. So he opened the door. It was on boxers. As I looked over his shoulder, I saw that same sister on the bed. So I asked him, "What's?" He said she has accommodation issues. So I don't know how you are successfully laughing. It's strange. So he said he wants to evangelize the sister. No, that she has accommodation issues. I said, "I will call Sister Tosin now, and she will pick her up from here. Her accommodation and feeding is sorted." The brother said, "No, that this one is his own soul." That the argument became much. So finally I asked him. I should not have asked this question. I didn't know it was going to be a question. Are you fine? My eyes are on you. I didn't know it was going to be a question that will make a mark in our both lives forever. So I looked at him. So I said, "Pick one. This ministry or this sister?" He said, "If it's because I want to win this soul, everybody's against me, I follow her." What I'm telling you is that many mighty men from campuses are no longer in the radar. And whenever I share story to this direction, many names begin to pop up on my mind. People that we thought by this time, they'll be the ones shaking this nation. I can remember many brothers. And sometimes I'm asking, "Where is brother so and so and so? What us? Sister so and so and so. From where to where? They were the hot people on campus. What happened?" Sir, if anybody told me that anybody will fall off, not that brother. I'm praying for you again. Not only will you be marked, you will be sealed. Yeah. Be seated. This girl messed up his life. He was rusticated from school. Not more than 3 months, a major revival broke out on campus. Lecturers on fire. One of the lecturers came, ministered in our fellowship, everywhere turned upside down. I was so excited that finally God has a voice among these guys. I said, "I'm going to follow this man up." I'm almost mentioning their names. But over time, I saw that this man don't attend to us again. He doesn't talk to us. I don't even see his radar. So I sent my team to his house. We bought fruit. We bought beverages. Go and give it to Dr. So-and-so-and-so. When they got to his house, they met the same girl in his house. Hmm? And he wasn't married. They met them in a very compromising position. Kinikatibo, the same man that ministered last month, everywhere turned upside down. From there to this, I'm praying again. No matter how hard the devil tries, you will not fall off. You didn't say that amen like one who really intends to. Okay, maybe it is those who are serious that are standing. Well, I'm going to pray it again. No matter how hard the devil tries, you will not fall off. Please be seated. I can go on and on and on, and many names just keep popping. Sometimes as I kneel down in my prayer room, because I still pray for all of them, I start asking, where is brother so and so and so? I quickly pick my phone, go and search on Facebook. And what I see, what you have now is like the beginning of a marathon race where there are many runners, many starts. But what is amazing is that by the time you wait at the finishing line, you are shocked. It is not the crowd you saw initially you see again. They will begin to show up in trickles. You see one person, maybe after another 30 minutes, you'll see two. And most times, maybe just 5% of those who started will even endure to the finishing line. You will finish well. I say again, you will finish well. Are you hungry tonight? Can I help you a bit? Let me tell you one of the ways God does and seal men that he has marked. Sit down. One of the ways God seals, I'm telling you, it is one thing to be marked, it's another thing for heaven to put that stamp. Once that stamp comes, it means that God has decided that no matter how hard you try, he will keep pursuing you. It is a system of mercy. First, you must know how to invoke it in prayer. Prayer is like money you save in a bank. You save it ahead of evil days. That God, I know a time may come and I may not be strong in myself to stand and endure. A time may come and pressure may seek to take me out. But see to it that when that time comes, don't allow me go out in my way. That's how to invoke prayers of mercy. You are telling God, I am not claiming to be strong for life. I know that season may come and I may not understand myself, but seal me in your mercy. You pray those prayers in days like this. You invoke those prayers in days like this. You invest them in days like this. The Father, see to it that I do not fall on the wayside. See to it, see to it, see to it. Ekatalabakai, Gabela Tai. Is there one person at least praying that prayer? Is there one person at least praying that prayer? Sele Kadesh. Habara Eshuda. Nibiti Jesse Petaba. Habara Eshuda. Kosio Tio. Sele Kabale Hekai. Ebune Tika Valiko. Estupelis Sikatai. Bu Subende. Ei Sele Mahai. See to it.
blessed to go my own route. See to it that I will not go as others have gone. See to it.
Amen. Some of us who are surviving, because the Bible says, let him that thinketh he stand, takes it, let it fall. I can tell you that it is not by strength. It was that at the season that I saw that the window was open from heaven and there was supernatural strength to wait, tarry, fast and pray. Some prayers were actually prayed ahead. Some days actually came that my strength could not. Do you understand what I'm saying? I practically told God, lose me and let me go. I'm tired of waiting. But like Jesus said, not my will. Huh? You will only be able to say that because certain investment in prayer has been made ahead. If you miss the season to request for the seal on campus, you are going to be a victim of any wind outside. Because the time you have to be seated in a meeting like this, the devil does not intend for you to have this time for long. In fact, he wants to minister confusion into your life so that life itself will keep you too busy to seek God. So the Bible says it is good that a man will bear his yokes in the days of his youth. Are you ready to pray? If I give you 1 minute, will you cry? Or you want to sit down and sleep? You have slept all your life. It has not produced any result. I want you to invest this ahead. Father, in the days that my strength becomes weak, in the days that I begin to faint, seal me now. Seal me now. Make it totally impossible for me to have my way. Shakata bala gara bala bala gara 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 gara. Hey, kabala bala 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 gara 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 gara. Ye kabala bala bala gara gara bala. Steal me! All over the world, your spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea, all over the world, your spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea. Please, amen. Be seated. Be seated. How can you walk when you don't know the ways of the wind? How can you fly when you don't know the ways of the spirit? How can you walk when you don't know the ways of the spirit? The
is bringing everything. It's changing everything. In obedience, it's moving everything. In obedience
to Christ.
Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know, in his hands is the key to eternal life. A little here, a little there, until his will is done. Is that walking you? It's bringing everything.
In obedience to Christ.
It's transforming everything.
Transforming everything. In obedience to Christ.
It's changing everything.
Changing everything. In obedience to Christ.
Oh, Father, help us. Help us. Spirit of the living God. It's the Holy Ghost. The scepter of the King of Kings. It's the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of the age to come. It's bringing everything.
In obedience to Christ.
It's moving everything.
Moving everything. In obedience to Christ.
It's the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of the living God. It's the Holy Ghost, the scepter of the King of Kings. It's the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the age to come. It's
bringing everything in obedience to Christ.
Amen. 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 We sit down for a while. Sit down for a while. So sometimes I do ask that could it be that I knew then what I know now? Would have prayed. Many of them didn't know that they were coming from homes that men don't truly rise. When the spirit from that place began to fight those of us, they fought us through offense. Because one of the goals of offense is to separate the weak from the strong. You don't get what I'm saying? When David was going to kill Uriah, he put a letter in his hand, put him where the battle is hot, but let the mighty men withdraw. The devil is interested in the withdrawal of the mighty men around you. He knows your measure. He knows your strength. And he knows those whose prayer can uphold you because of the weight of what is crying at the altar. The battle cry is that you can't destroy a sheep, separate the sheep from the shepherd. One of my cousins lured me. He said we should go for an exhibition. I didn't know where. I was on campus. He said, let's go for an exhibition. I went for a brief break. He said, all this exhibition technology and all that. I said, okay, I've never been there, but let's go. Only for us to get to that place, and it was a big field. And I'm seeing Goldberg, Anakin, Star. Ah, what have we come to do here? He said he just came to chill. And you lied. So,
I sat down, I was drinking malt. I saw old men, my father's age mate, my grandfather's age mate, were walking with babes. And I saw one of our sisters in the fellowship. He held her hand. And I suspected this is not her father. She was on a mini skirt. I wanted to shout. My cousin said, "Shh, they don't do that here." I sat where I was looking at her. This sister was sipping Goldberg. We evangelized together. There's a cry ahead in Ramah. Rachel weeping for her children, for they are no more. In the days when the battle becomes fierce, babies becomes the first victim. I pray for you in the name that is above all names. You will not remain a spiritual baby. Please be seated. So when the alarm in a generation is sounded, suddenly the angels who are marking those men, battle cry. Them. And the expected response is that all these men, though in different places, will enter into their own cave of Adullam around the same time. So that the mighty men will also emerge around the same time. So you begin to see the burning zeal to travail, to cry, to fast, to pray, to tarry. It is not ordinary. It is a summoning in the spirit realm. It is a summon. It is a summon. It is a summon. It is a summon. Don't abort it. Don't let it die. Pray when you see the body. It is a summon. That is heaven's trumpet system. That is the way the alarm sounds. That is the way he calls his men. That's the way he calls his mighty men. The wind blows and gather the soldiers. There's an alarm upon your life. You must recognize the sound. You must recognize the sound. You must. It is a clarion call. It is a call for men of war to arise. For in the coming days, darkness will spread over our land. And it will take the men who have obeyed the sound of the trumpets. It will take the men who have yielded to the summon of the Spirit. It will take the men who responded in fastings, in prayers, to emerge. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the light of the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Kings will come to the brightness of your rising. In the coming days, as hell seeks to enlarge our territories, it will take men who have said yes to the clarion call to shut the gate of hell. That burden, that hunger is not ordinary. That men will hear the clarion call. That men will hear the shofar. Elakai de Bediakai. Izimonaka Elemaka. Izimanaka Yadabaka. For the spirit and the bride says come.
Izi manaka ela makande le motala baya. Izi le monoko vina la balala balale araba. Ezara balaka eda balala balale. That we will recognize the sound of the trumpet. Let the sound of the trumpet be heard. Let there be a summoning in the spirit. Let the functionaries of these days and time hear the sound of the Lord. Let his voice be heard upon many waters. Salaka. Imoleata. 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 Lower, lower. Imoleata. Lower, lower. Imoleata. 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 Lower, lower. Imoleto, lower, lower. Imoleato. Imoleato. Imoleto, lower, lower. E arabale, tai arabale, arabacadia. Amen. Amen. Sit down for a while. Sit down. Erakai de potaka te libatai. Eben di gotaba. That there'll be none who is weak amongst us. There'll be no weakling in our camp. There'll be no baby in our camp. Selekai ezubakai ate. Polai katish. That the strength of the Lord swallows weakness, swallows the appetite, sin swallows the appetite for sin, swallows the appetite for immorality, the strength of his presence.
Mo fe kota dite mole emi mimo wonu mi lo ekai da balakatos ezimbo papa 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 salakate setish. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Let me try and stretch a few points for the next 10-15 minutes. Leave those under the anointing. You listen. Listen. Because as the word is going on, there will be sealings going on. Stamps and markings. Now, listen. We saw a very strange case. Ezekiel 37, that the hand of God came upon a man by name Ezekiel and brought him to a valley of impossibilities. Not only were this man dead, he had been dead, decomposed, decayed, and what was left was bones. And God looked at the condition of those men in that state and asks him, can this bone live? Is there somebody who is feeling I've gone too bad beyond repair? Even this dry bone can live. They say, you don't know what I've done. Even this dry bone can live. And God said, prophesy that winds will come. And he said, I prophesy as I was commanded. And the wind blew, and suddenly there was a noise. Then a shaking and bones began to come to bones. One of the first activities of the spirit is that a wind must go out and bring bone to bones. This is not marriage. It must bring people to their rightful place. It must show them their spiritual family. It must show them where they are to be gathered. Not only did the enemy kill them, he waited to see that they were decomposed and scattered the bones. But the wind is blowing and bringing men under their captains. Darkness is regrouping. And the agent of darkness are advancing strategies. They are devising new means to keep the functionaries busy, ultimately wasted. But yet in this season, God is still extending invitations. He's extending invitations. There's a sound of the shofar. He's still blowing that sound and sending the alarms and telling the bride, awake, awake, for the groom cometh. Though night might have come and all the brides are asleep, but suddenly the same noise is going on saying, awake, awake, for the groom is here. There is a sound of the trumpet. There is a sound of the trumpet of the Lord gathering his host. There is a sound of the trumpet. It's a clarion call. There is a sound of the trumpet of the Lord gathering his host. There is a sound of the trumpet. As a clarion call. Oh, I hear the sound of the trumpet of the Lord saying, come. Oh, I hear the sound of the trumpet. It's a clarion call. Yes, 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 yes. The alarm system is still on. And the Lord is still gathering his hosts. He said, behold, the harvest is indeed much, but the laborers are few. Pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he will send laborers. Salaka dakabiletish. Hey. Now, look up. Let me give you three important principles of those who survive the mark and then to the emergence. Three very important thing they all did. Number one, they responded in prayer and consecration. Anyone who survives must respond in prayers. Much prayer. A season must come in your life that only activity is prayer. There's no great man you hear that will not describe that season that upon whom the hand of God was on their lives. For a year, for 2 years, for 3 years, fasting, praying, divine energy, you will not miss your own season. Those who will survive must respond. Must respond. Number two, they must locate their captains. They must locate their captains. If people will survive, it will be because, people have gone ahead. And God will have to fasten you to certain chariots so that in their weight they can carry you across. Those who survived located their captains and they humbled themselves in their spiritual families. One of the greatest trouble of many young men on campus is that while on campus they were carrying their Bibles, calling them Papa. If you will survive beyond the walls of that campus, you must go back and start afresh and humble yourself for the grace of God to find expression in your life. People who will survive must locate their captains early. Early, 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 and humble themselves in their spiritual families. All who survived. Don't forget the first one is that you must respond in prayer and in consecration. If any man purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, which fit for the master's use. There is a purging that must take place, and it happens in the place of consecration. You will not give your eyes to look upon a maid so you can see the promise of God upon your tables. We read that scripture, 1 Samuel 22. Men who were indebted, men who were in distress, they saw David. Like one of them, but they knew this is our captain, this is our captain, this is our captain, and they fastened themselves to that chariot. This is the Lord telling you, fasten yourselves to the chariot of your captains, and you are the one to do the work of pursuing. You run hard after them. You run hard after them. Number two, number three, those who survived and moved till they came out. They never, listen, this may look very cool, but because this is not a teaching night, listen, they never despise the gathering of brethren. You know why? Because in those days, the church will be the interpretation ground of what God is doing in the secret. And every man will come to this gathering. And each man will get their own equippings, their own interpretations. And in that place, God will begin to put swords where it should be, shields where it should be, belt of truth where it should be, the shoe of the gospel where it should be, helmet where it should be. He set the solitary in families, but the rebellious will dwell in dry land. The devil is roaming about like a wounded lion, looking for whom he may devour. He devours easily and effortlessly any believer who is isolated. This doctrine of I can serve God in my house and nobody, I don't have to go to any church, it is a way for people to escape the move of God. And once you subscribe to it, you are finished. There is a ground upon whom which the trumpet will be heard. It didn't say sound the trumpet, and sound the trumpet in Zion. Sound the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Sound the trumpet in Zion. How do you create a Judas? Let them miss major encounters. In the days that others are equipped, they miss it. When others have spectacular encounters, they are not around. They always have their new reasons. Because they are not formed in the areas of the equipping, when the enemy comes, they will fall flat. We've had too many casualties. We've had too many casualties. Men who were looking promising. And another very disappointing thing about that season of transition is that there were people who joined us in prayer and in fasting. We thought we all were ready to go as far as God will have us. But we didn't know that they were actually trusting God for just a job. And some just to get married. The moment either of them came, they left us like we never existed. Some of them, when you meet them now, they dress like prostitutes. And you want to say, it is even now difficult to say, is this not sister? When Saul died, David raised a lamentation. He said, Saul had died like a man who was not anointed with oil. How do people go through many encounters and still come out like God never met them? And still come out like God never met them? How many of the people under the sound of my voice will still be relevant to God in the agenda of God in the next 10 years? How many will still be standing strong? How many will still be on fire? Though you may be in different sectors, in different countries, but how many will prioritize this place of fire? Lift your hands where you are and say, Father, keep me burning. Keep me burning. Keep me burning. Keep me burning. It is not of him that willeth or of him that runneth, but of God that shows mercy. Keep me burning. You are not praying that prayer like one investing ahead. Jesus. That the investment of God will not be a waste. The investment of God will not be a waste. The investment of God will not be a waste. Amen. Sit down for a minute. And somebody is saying, what about us? And I've not even heard the sound of the trumpet. Let me explain. How can you receive a call if your phone is switched off? It is for those who are in the spirit. If I send you a message, 6 p.m. today, and you didn't on your phone until 1st of February, you will receive the message when you on your phone. However, the assignment I gave you now may not be relevant then. You want to hear the sound of the trumpet? Be in the spirit. Create occasion to be in the spirit. Learn to, the devil is conditioning atmospheres. Almost every comedy is showing buttocks and showing lust. It's conditioning the mind. If you are going to survive in such a very perilous time as this, you must have the wisdom to recondition your atmosphere. You must need to set sounds that can help you transport and put messages in motion that can ignite you afresh and put prayers spot on so you can catch up with what God is doing. You can't leave yourself to follow. Do you understand what I'm saying? You must know how to be powering yourself. Powering. Listen. I'm not going to tell you that you are playing prayers, you are playing some sounds that you are not carnal. It is better you are playing them than to be playing rubbish. You are not, let them see, keep them going around the clock. Even when you were not really listening, you will notice something is happening to your spirit. Yes. Your mind may not be fruitful, but there's a fire burning. I'm telling you. You want to master the culture of prayer, keep yourself boosted. Boosted. Not like when we say we want to go 3 hours. We now have to be pushing to start. Set it in motion. Lift your hands, people. Say it again, Lord, keep me burning. Shadua keo, mena shadua keo. Shadua keo, mena shadua keo. Atua choko, kadu bebili chutao. Atua choko. Kadu baby lee, chadua ke o me na chadua ke o me na chadua ke o atua choko kadu baby lee, chucha o atua choko. Kadu bebili chadua ke salada bakai adua ke o mena chadua ke o adua choko kadu bebili chuja o adua choko kadu bebili. If I had a vada, Sina Manakavi, let the fire of prayer, let it burn in our life, God. Siana Manakei, Lofi, Nabilo Kai. Zina mandeli kiro zubili kaba lebina shadebo adekeira ikuside izabala kovidi lo kadi liana balei ziana baladei kovino. Aye de vale de ki sino vida binou ele vi cabinou bambire sina mana kei de bono asi de bala na kadibeli e de bonio igabare. Ogubande la vida.
Trumpet sound, let us feel the nations, let us hear the sound of abundance of rain. Asivadabaka, Zivalade, Liadabakumbeli. I fed Berry Dory. Elakai, Belukatis, Paris to Kabai. I called you out to give you an instruction. Let me quickly say this to you. God has raised a captain for you. See, I've been praying for you that may you discern this man. Because when God plants a strong grace in a territory and their eyes is not open to see him, God puts that man in another place where he has seen a great hunger and a need for that grace. That's the first instruction. Discern your captain. This race, at certain junction, even the mightiest men will have to be carried. One of the toolkits for survival was that after campus, I used to have just one leader, my mentor. He's gone on to be with the Lord. We had a meeting. And I didn't have a spiritual father. He's my mentor. I was hoping to tell him to be my spiritual father. By the time I was a graduate, my mentor was still in part 2. So he came to minister at our meeting. And I knelt down so he could pray for me. So he laid hands on my shoulder. He didn't lay hands on my head. So I said, why? He said, it is not his jurisdiction. He said, in all honesty, you actually need a spiritual father who is in ministry. I said, this head must not be empty. So I was able to pray and pray through, and God led me. Some of you feel the grace you are carrying is so big. Men like you don't need fathers. It's not true. God set the solitary in families, and there's no family that does not have father and mother. May you discern your David. Yes. Say that amen with fire. Yes. But here is the second instruction. Those who survived never took a break from spirituality. Those who survived, they never take break from spirituality. Let me leave God for a while. People like that never come back. You cannot believe you are called and you are taking a break on God. Once you see it, it is a trap. You can no longer be the girl that is trying to date a boy who is not born again. You may not come back. You can no longer be the one who is marrying anyhow. At this level, God should have shown you the spiritual configuration of the individual. You may not have a face to it, but there's a spiritual description. That when the person shows up, you know. But for those that God is now calling, it means you can't make any decision without considering the calling first. Those who did never return. Now I'm showing you a very important secret. One of my friends was talking to one of my spiritual sons, and he said the difference between your spiritual father and us was that he never took a break. He continued. I never took a break after campus, straight up. 2 years of regiment before service. 2 years of regimentation before service. After service, regimentation continued. No break. Don't take spiritual break. It is a trap. The call of God will help you know what is an opportunity and what is a distraction. When I finished service, I got a job, but God said, leave this city and go back to Ilefe and finish what I started with you. I left everything, came to Ife. I had to go and start squatting. I couldn't afford rent because he said, go and share all the money you have. It took a while before we could get an apartment for 60,000 naira. 60,000 naira. And God said, stay with me in fasting, in studying, and in prayer. And every morning, people will be waking up. Some are going for lectures. Some are going to their jobs. And I will hold the window like a man in prison. The door is not shut. The bar on the door is the fear of God. I could walk into any organization today and get a job. I do not fail. I'm not a novice. I will hold the bar and
cry, God, lose me. I let go.
But he said, stay. I will cry. The devil will come to me and say, you are raising men. You claim to be raising men. All those men will become giants. You are a non-entity. You will not end up as anything in life. They will all leave you. God said, stay. I remember one of my birthdays, I didn't have kobo to afford a cup of rice. I didn't get you anywhere. God said what? Stay. My father said, relocate to the United Kingdom. God said, stay. My father called, consider yourself not to be my son. We never spoke for a year plus. We met again at a wedding. He looked at me and just said, I have missed you. I said, I have missed you too, sir. That's how we ended the fight. I stayed. Oh, hey, the pressure is too much. The pressure is too much. You don't know what you have received. They are pressuring me. I need you. You don't. There's a fire of conviction that will be shot to your heart. That when it comes, you can survive any pressure and any action. You must receive it. It will be a dangerous affair to try to move on without it. This one will reconfirm you and make you God's treasure possession. When the hand of God came upon Saul, he became another man. I was going to marry a sister. The parent told her she has to leave me because I don't have what it takes to take care of her. True. Because as at then, when we even had to go and attend a friend's wedding, she had to buy the clothes. Some people look at me and say, Apostle Lazarus is so humble. It's not so. I just know when God lifted me or when it began to. I wore for years. I want you for years. The question is, will you stay? Because I'm about to pray a prayer for you. And I'm going to tell God to unleash his weight on you. Such that no matter how dark life becomes, the fact that he has scarred you for himself will always stand you out. Is there somebody here saying, God, scar me, mark me, scar me, so that amongst other sheep, it will be clear that I am yours. I am yours. I am yours. Till the day you will come. Jesus, I am yours. I am yours. I am yours. Till the day you will come. Jesus, I am yours, till the day you will come, Jesus, I am. Now, listen, don't pursue fame, don't pursue money. Don't pursue popularity. Pursue God. Now, lift your hands, everybody. Lift your hands. Oh, thank you, Father. Shakataba, I defend the Kiddush. Father, even in case there's somebody amongst us who has not heard the unique tune
of the trumpet. Because your word says, if the trumpet makes an uncertain sound, how shall men prepare for battle? They heard, but it's not distinct yet. Reveal yourself to them now. Reveal yourself. Now, listen. Look up. I can see this same thing I want to describe. I can see it in your pastor. If not, there's no way he will be doing what he's doing now. I can't tell you in which of the prayers I prayed that God sealed my heart in a way that I can't break away. But I discovered that somewhere along the line, it happened. And that was not announced. I just noticed I could no longer pursue what my colleagues were pursuing. Because a day came, God granted the prayer, and I was marked and sealed for something. Father, we are making an announcement here tonight that upon your sons and daughters, the same thing you did to the hearts of men who finished and mattered with you, begin to mark people here now. Sweet Holy Spirit, let the work of marking, scarring, sealing begin to take place simultaneously by your wind of power. I'm going to count 1 to 7. And there's going to be a lot of activities of the Spirit amongst us. A lot of angelic activities. Men separated and different forms of flames marked, poured upon their lives. Raise me the sound. 1, 2, 3. Mark, seal, star. 4, 5. Shakata balada balaba. 6. Shelekata balaba balaba. 7. Mark. All over this place. Let the wind of the Spirit shift men. Let the wind of power seal men and make them your treasured possession. Let it be impossible for these individuals to turn their back on this holy calling. Let it be impossible for them to go the way of profanity and mundanity. Let it be impossible for them to be lost in the radar. We call on the Lord of the harvest to mark laborers for the end time move. That there will be a marking. Kelapai, da bele ketaya, belukai, da valati beteste. Silence everywhere. Silence. Father, let your hand right now be evident. Just stay where you are. Silence. So this one is not what you can resist. It's a weight of His glory. Let that kabod, that weight, let it descend from their heads to their toes. Now. Spirit of the living God, move. Mark them. Let prophets be marked. Let pastors be marked. Let teachers
be marked. Let evangelists be marked. Let writers be marked. Let song ministers be marked. Let apostles be marked. Let prophetic teachers, prophetic apostles be marked.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA.